Do not judge. Tough lesson today on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay right where you are. Here we go. Hey there, come on in. Make yourself at home. I'm just sitting here sipping a cup of Mystic Monk coffee, getting ready to talk about why we shouldn't judge. See, that proves that I'm sipping a cup of Mystic Monk coffee. We're good to have you back with me here today. Today is Thursday as we continue our Lenten retreat. Thursday, February 25th, we will talk about our Lord's words to not judge. I'll tell you what, boy, we sometimes lose sight of this. It can be a real challenge to not judge. And it doesn't mean, and sometimes we get confused about this, it doesn't mean that we should never criticize someone if they're doing something sinful. There are times when we need to do this. But what does it mean to not judge? We'll talk about that more in depth today. We'll also look at the Mass readings for today's daily Mass. How are you doing? How are you doing with this retreat? Let's see. Let me pull out my calendar and see where we are. We're in the second week of Lent. So this Sunday will be the third Sunday of Lent. After that, I'm going to just try to put this into perspective to let you know where we stand. And then the following Sunday is, you got it, the fourth Sunday of Lent, followed by, that's right, the fifth Sunday of Lent. But here's what's neat about that. The Sunday after that, it's Palm Sunday. And we launch into Holy Week. So when you look at it from the overhead view, you realize that we don't have that much time left. We still have a ways to go, certainly. But Lent tends to be one of these seasons that is over before we think it is sometimes. Sometimes it'll drag a little in the beginning, and then before you know it, it's over. And we often wish that we had more time. So let's continue to make the most of the time we have as we go through this Lenten radio retreat. Let's try to grow closer to Jesus. Let's not, as I've told you before, panic about how close we become to Him. Let's leave that up to the Holy Spirit. Our job is just to try to get as close to Him as we possibly can, and then we'll leave everything else up to the Holy Spirit. And as always, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I mentioned this on the show last night. I'm going to mention it one more time today. Maybe I'll even mention it tomorrow. This weekend, I'll be headed down to Bowie, Maryland, which is in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'll be leading a three-day parish mission. The parish mission kicks off on Sunday evening. We'll do it Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The theme of the mission is getting personal with Jesus. We're going to focus on having a closer personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you're in the area, please stop on by. I'll have all my books and DVDs and CDs for sale. I'd love to meet you. There is no charge for the mission. We'll do it three nights. If you can make any of the nights, that would be great. It would be the parish mission will be at St. Edward the Confessor Parish in Bowie, Maryland. And after that, my wife Eileen and I are headed down to EWTN to appear live on At Home with Jim and Joy Pinto. So we're excited about that. We're going to be discussing trusting in God's providence, how to trust in God even when you can't see what's coming next. That's a challenge, isn't it? And it's something that Eileen and I are learning to do in our lives. It's not easy for us, but we're learning. And as we look back over the course of our 21-year marriage, I'll tell you what, the Lord has never abandoned us. He is really there for us. It's really wonderful to see the great things that God has done in our lives. So that's what we're going to be talking about on the show. I will pre-record the programs for next week. They may be shortened versions. We might just do the Matthew Kelly meditations. I'm still not 100% sure about that, but I'm sort of running out of time, and I want to make sure that you have something. I may ask you to do the Mass readings on your own for next week only. And then beginning the week after that, we'll be back on target, okay? But I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know on tomorrow's show for sure. All right, ready? A couple quick things, though. If you would like to help support my ministry, and I know that I've gotten comments from people who want to do that. I'm very grateful for your willingness to do that. Some ways you could do that are to use my Amazon store. The way you do that, if you're somebody who shops from Amazon.com, if you would just go to my website first, followingthetruth.com, and click on the Amazon link, and go into Amazon that way, then any purchase that you make, no matter what it's for, results in a little bit of a commission for me. It doesn't change anything for you. Your prices are still the same, but the fact that you came from my website flags it and results in a commission. So that's one way. The other way, especially if you're a coffee fan, is to consider purchasing some of the great coffees from Mystic Monk Coffee. Really good stuff. Their slogan is the best coffee you'll ever drink. You got to be good to have a slogan like that, right? And these guys are monks. They're Carmelite monks. They love our Blessed Mother. They're really good guys, and they have some great coffee. That's why I drink it so much on the show. If you'd like to purchase any Mystic Monk coffee through the link on my website, that would help me as well. And finally, you can make a donation. You can make a financial donation through PayPal right from my website, followingthetruth.com. Just go to the Donate tab and do it right from there, and you'll be all set. I thank you in advance for that. I thank you for your donations that you have given up until this point. I've now been in full-time ministry for over 4 years. You are the reason why that's possible. I'm so grateful for your support. And let's continue on with our prayer, and then we'll get started with the reflection on why we shouldn't judge. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for all of the many blessings that you've given to us in our lives. We're very grateful for all of these things. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen us as we walk one day at a time and try to grow closer to you through a relationship with your Son, Jesus. Father, please help those who are struggling tonight, struggling with anxiety, with loneliness, with depression, with anger problems, with addictions, those facing financial difficulties, those who may be dealing with religious persecution, those who are experiencing extreme weather conditions, those who might be homeless. We ask you to help them, to keep them safe, to keep them close to you and allow them to feel your peace. We present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We ask you to help us with those. And I give you this program, and I ask you, Father, to speak through me on the show today and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. And I'm so glad you could join me tonight on the show. You know the way it works. We're here every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast from iTunes, or you can get it from my website, followingthetruth.com, by going to the radio page. You can listen to the last 5 episodes right from my website. We hang out for 30 minutes every Monday through Friday. We talk about Jesus and his Catholic Church. Right now, we're in the midst of our Lenten radio retreat, something that we've done every year since I've been on the air. This year, we're using Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, and invite your friends. Even though they didn't start from the beginning, it really doesn't matter. If you haven't started from the beginning and this is your first time, that's okay. You're going to get plenty out of this. We take one day at a time here, and I like to look at each individual day as really self-contained, meaning that you don't need to be here from the beginning. If you miss a couple days and you can't help it, that's okay. Don't give up the whole thing because of that. You'll get something out of it. Today we're looking at chapter 16 of Matthew's book, Rediscover Jesus. Boy, we're moving right through this, aren't we? Do not judge. God wants to empty your heart of judgment. Think this is going to be a little challenging? I do. Get ready. Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. A tough message, isn't it, from Jesus? Judgment is one of the major obstacles that prevent us from loving others as God commands us to. It is also an obstacle in our quest to love ourselves as God wants us to. All right, let's explore this. I wish I could tell you that I have so fully embraced Jesus' teachings that I never judge anyone, but I can't. I catch myself judging people all the time. I waste so much time and energy judging, and it makes me unhappy. When I judge others, I hurt them. I create negativity. I feel bad about myself, and I am more likely to judge myself in unhealthy ways. Do not judge. Now that is a radical invitation. We live in a hyper-opinionated culture. Boy, I'll say we do. As a result of all these opinions, we have become hyper-judgmental. All this judgment is unhealthy and unchristian. How many times a day do you judge other people? How many times a day do you judge yourself? Let me recommend an immensely practical spiritual exercise. Count. For 24 hours, count how many times you judge something or someone. Now, that's challenging, isn't it? We do it so much. We judge people so much and so easily that we lose count. We don't even realize we're doing it. So I think that, and I'm going to try this. You try it too. We don't have to compare notes, but let's try in a 24-hour period to count how many times we judge somebody else. Or just be very aware of it. So every time it happens, be able to recognize the fact that you're judging someone. I think that's a really beneficial little exercise. I think it's going to be eye-opening too. At every turn, Jesus' teachings provide practical ways to grow spiritually. Just focusing on reducing the amount of judgment in your life is a path to peace, joy, and incredible spiritual growth. You will immediately experience the internal fruit of this path through a new peace that will flood your soul. But you will also quickly discover the external impact reducing judgment has on relationships. Nobody likes being around someone who is constantly judging them. Our relationships cannot survive under the unbearable weight of constant judgment. When we stop pumping the poison of judgment into the greenhouses of our relationships, we all begin to thrive in a new way together. It is simply not our place to judge. To judge is a divine prerogative. A prerogative is an exclusive right or privilege. To judge is God's exclusive right. Throughout history, humanity has been pretending to be God in 1,000 different ways. And this always leads to problems when we fill our hearts and minds with judgment. This is just one more arrogant and futile attempt to pretend that we are God. Even Jesus was not spared the arrogance of human judgment. His actions and motives were constantly being questioned. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? One of our favorite ways to judge other people is by giving them labels. He's too conservative. She's a liberal. She's friends with those people. He lives on that street. They belong to that club. They are not really your type of people. His child is the one who he went to that school. It all seems very innocent, as if we are just conveying facts. But that is how insidious our judging has become. Pretty scary, isn't it? When we think about how many times we do judge other people, how many times we do focus on the faults of others, or the fact that somebody's not a good Catholic, or that somebody's too traditional of a Catholic, or too liberal of a Catholic, right? That's a problem. I remember when I was very lukewarm. I've told my story many times. I was really lukewarm, but I always went to Mass. Always went to Mass on Sunday, and I would look down. I mean, I don't like to admit it, but it's true. I would look down on those other people, Catholics primarily, who wouldn't go to church on Sunday, or maybe didn't didn't practice their faith as seriously as I did. Even though I was horrible, I thought I was doing a good job. And really, all I ever did was go to Mass on Sunday. But I thought, I'm better than those people who don't go to Mass, or those people who just don't go to church or don't belong to any religion. And you tend to have these judgmental attitudes. At least I do. And we all have to watch ourselves. We want to be careful about this. Jesus' teaching on judging is just one example of the practical and profound nature of his teachings. This one teaching could change your life. This one teaching could change the world. Did Jesus misspeak? I don't think so. He spoke with abundant clarity in a way that challenged people to their core 2,000 years ago, and in a way that continues to challenge people to their core 2,000 years later. We can put up barriers and make excuses. We can argue about exactly what he meant by this saying or that saying. But somewhere deep inside, I think most of us know that he is calling us to live differently, not for his sake, but for our sake. Not to make him happy, but so that we can share in the happiness that is our destiny. The teachings of Christ, of Jesus Christ, are radical. For 2,000 years, men and women of all ages, from all walks of life, rich and poor, young and old, educated and uneducated, have been allowing these teachings to transform them. Now the question is, will you? This is challenging, isn't it? This is something that, can you imagine if you make it through Lent and you're less judgmental than when you started? Wouldn't that be a great Lent? Could that not possibly be your best Lent ever? And I'm not talking about even eliminating all judgment from your life. What if you were less judgmental? I mean, let's be realistic here. It'd be great if you could never judge anyone again. But how about if you just get a little bit better? I think too many times we hurt ourselves spiritually because we make our goals too difficult. We set our aim too high. It's okay to have high goals, but they need to be realistic too, don't they? So I would say if you could become less judgmental when you ended this Lent than you were when you began, it was really successful. Keep that in mind. Today's point to ponder: whenever you are tempted to judge someone, turn your attention to seeing that person as a child of God. And again, like with so many of the things we do, we talk about on this program, it requires work. It requires you to get control of your thoughts and to readjust your thinking. So instead of seeing somebody as someone who you look down on, look at them as a child of God. Change your thoughts to come to that realization. The verse to live, James 4:12, who are you to judge your neighbor? Today's question to consider: how will your key relationships improve if they are free from judgment? Today's prayer: Jesus, make me aware just before I am about to fall into judging someone, and give me the grace to stop myself. Now that is a great prayer. That awareness is key. Because again, as I said a few minutes ago, we don't always realize when we're lapsing into judging someone, because we've become really desensitized. We don't even realize that we're doing it. And we could sometimes just slip up and end up judging someone and not even realizing it, not even being aware of what's happening. So pray for the awareness, number one, and two, the grace to resist it. We can't do this on our own. Don't make the mistake of thinking you're going to fix this all by yourself. You're not. But with the Lord, it is a fixable problem. It is something that we can work on. As always, if you have questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, let's look at the Mass readings. Thursday, February 25th, the readings for the Thursday of the second week of Lent. It's pretty amazing that in a couple of days, we will be celebrating the third Sunday of Lent, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty astonishing. I really hope you're getting the most out of this Lenten season. And I hope you realize that you got a lot of time left. Don't goof off, though. The only reason I say that, I have to be careful when I say that, because sometimes we tend to procrastinate. And if we think we have a lot of time left, then we're going to say, oh, well, I'll just drag my feet because I got plenty of time. No, no, no. What we want to do is just not panic if we haven't gotten the most out of the first couple weeks of Lent. We want to start getting busy right now. Today's first reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More tortuous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds." That last sentence is a killer, because it reminds us that we're going to be judged one day. And we're not just judged arbitrarily, are we? We're judged based on how we lived our life. So that is crucial. That is crucial for us to understand the importance of living a godly life, of living in accordance with the Lord's teachings. We're going to be judged on it one day, and we should be motivated to do a good job based on that. We want to get to heaven, and it's not automatic. Just because we were redeemed by our Lord doesn't mean it is automatic for you and I to get to heaven. We've got to do something. We've got to cooperate with the grace that he gives us. The psalm today, this is one of my favorites. "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." Your hope is in the Lord. If your hope is in the Lord, you should be peaceful, because you know you're not trying to get to heaven by yourself. And you realize that whatever happens in your life, that somehow, some way, the Lord is with you, and he will always be able to bring good out of anything that happens in your life. "Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, but delights in the law of the Lord." You know, I find that statement pretty astonishing in today's day and age. It really is something that I think it's a wake-up call, because nowadays people don't appreciate the word or the law of the Lord. They don't like law. You hear a lot about, we don't like law, we don't like rules, we don't like regulations, we don't like anyone, including God, to tell us what to do. That is one of the big problems of today's world. People don't like to be told what to do. But wouldn't you think that if you really love the Lord, and a lot of these people who will say this, and let's face it, we all do it from time to time. A lot of us who say this, we are the ones who are claiming to be followers of Christ and are claiming to love God with all our heart, our soul, our strength, our mind, our body. But yet, we don't necessarily follow his law. We'll follow the teachings we like, but if a teaching is too difficult, such as don't judge other people, then we push it aside and say, well, you know what, this is a special case. I'm only human, or we make some excuse. Let's take it seriously. Let's take this law of the Lord seriously. He's telling us what we need to know in order to please him, in order to get to heaven. He's telling us what we need to know. That law is a blessing. How tough would it be if we didn't know what we were supposed to do? He tells us what to do. Let's continue to follow him. Gospel today, Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day, and lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours." He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to the place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." He said, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." Tough gospel, isn't it? Very tough gospel about loving our brothers and our sisters in Christ, whoever they may be. That's everyone. That's the people you can't stand. That's the homeless person lying in the gutter. That's everyone you encounter throughout the day. That obviously is your family members. It's a difficult challenge for us. But this is where it's so important. This is where it's so important to listen to what Christ is saying. He's giving us a reminder that we will be judged one day, not for our knowledge of the Catholic Church's teachings. We're not going to be judged on that. You got to remember that. And I am not saying don't learn the teachings of the church. I am saying absolutely learn the teachings of the church, but don't just keep them in your head. We have to live out those teachings. We have to be merciful to other people. This is the year of mercy. This is one of the reasons Pope Francis thought it was important to declare a year of mercy, because so many of us are missing the point. So many of us are internalizing our faith. So many of us are just going through the motions. You're going to hear a lot about that during Lent. Jesus came down very hard on people who went through the motions. Don't be someone who just goes through the motions. Don't think you're just going to waltz into heaven. It's not going to happen. We're called to love our neighbors, to put our faith into action. And as the Lord said, we already heard the message. We have the teaching of the church. We have sacred scripture. We have examples like this given to us by Jesus, reminding us of the importance of putting his words into practice. Do not judge. That's what he said. If we're judging, we have to stop it. And listen, believe me, I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm hearing this too, and I'm realizing I got to stop it too. It's so easy to criticize other people. And a lot of times we do it to build ourselves up. I want to feel better about myself. So if I find 10 people who are less religious than I am, who are or have a weaker faith than I do, and who are more lukewarm than I am, well, then I could feel pretty good about myself. That's not the way to do it. We need to compare ourselves to Jesus Christ. That he's the guy you want to compare yourself to. And when you do that, it's a different story, isn't it? It keeps things in perspective. So remember, think about it. Think about how many times you are judging each day. Count them. Try it. See what happens. And pray for, number one, the awareness, to be aware that you're about to judge someone, and two, for the grace to avoid it. Sound good? Now, God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow in the evening on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you can join me. Have a wonderful night. You can email me any questions that you have at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Have a great night. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.